breakthrough in printer technology could make it possible for scientists to manufacture human organs in the laboratory. These bioprinters rely on mechanisms that resemble the old dot matrix system, except that, instead of spraying dots of traditional ink, they spray bio-ink. That's a solution of living cells and a thick, liquid biomaterial that helps the cells grow into living tissue once printed onto a surface. A container of this bio-ink is fastened to the end of a printer arm, which scans back and forth to print a row of dots on each pass. The bioprinter is not a new idea, but now a new design by University of Iowa engineers enables specific tissue cells to be printed alongside blood vessel cells so fast, it's almost simultaneous. This means that those tissue-specific cells can grow and develop with their own blood vessels, ensuring a flow of nutrients to the fragile young tissue and hastening its development. What makes this possible is a double-arm printer. Until now, printers had only one arm, which laid down only a single line of bio-ink. The research team hopes to print human organs for transplant within 5 to 10 years. One of the first of these could be a pancreatic organ that could be implanted anywhere in the body to regulate glucose level. Now that people are living longer, the demand for replacement organs is far outpacing supply. Perhaps the laboratory will be able to help fill the gap. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Naomi Arenberg.